The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the show. What a busy first hour we had, wasn't it, Robin?
That was nice. I like that.
I like being busy. I like that. We got a call from Charles Rodney about his rabbit hunting seminar next Sunday at Bass Pro at 11 o'clock on rabbit hunting, the sport of rabbit hunting. We got a call from Chuck and Dirk, who talked about the physically challenged bow hunters of America. And Dirk is a totally blind hunter who took a deer with the aid of the G-Line device, which basically connects to the scope on your crossbow, your rifle, or whatever it might be, and then connects to your cell phone. So the guide can look at the cell phone, and he doesn't have to look through the scope. And he can look at, and he can say to Dirk, look, you need to move left a little bit, down a little bit, whatever.
It's amazing.
It is amazing technology. It's great. And, for a lot of these guys, I mean, that's the only way they can sight a rifle. So Dirk's totally blind. So there you go. That was pretty cool. And then director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition, Dale Gertz, called in and said, match my money up to $5,000 to benefit the Maryland Hunting Coalition, which I am so grateful for.
You feel really good.
It does. It really does. And, I said it real quick going off the air there a minute ago, mdhuntingcoalition.org. But there may be people in our audience who might want to send a check rather than go online. It's very simple. It's Post Office Box 451, and that's Sykesville, Maryland, 21784, Maryland Hunting Coalition Incorporated, or 501c4 Corporation, P.O. Box 451, Sykesville, Maryland, 21784. If anybody wants me to, repeat that, I'll be glad to do that. But if you go online, you can see that we've got the raffle. It's a $50 ticket for the big BPS shotgun. It's a $2,000 shotgun. BPS. Yeah, it's a Browning BPS shotgun.
There's only 100 tickets.
Fully engraved. We're only selling 100 tickets of that. And they're slow. Ticket sales are slow. We've got the Thanksgiving raffle, which, Dale suggested 10 bucks. There's a way to do your 10 bucks for the raffle if you want. And that'll match the challenge. That all qualifies. So, and that's a PSE bow, I can't remember the name of it. It's an $800, $900 bow. And then there's a Parker Enforcer crossbow. And then there's an engraved Ruger that's really cool looking. What?
I was going to say, if anybody has any question about how much you and Bill work on this, okay, they can call me personally because I'll be glad to testify.
They'll call you. Call you. Don't call me. That's right. That's right. But we did get our first
matching donation.
Yeah,
actually, two, because Charles said he was going to send us a check, too.
Charles said he's going to send us a check. Chuck already sent us a check. And we got a text from another director, Dave Levitt, who's out in
Minnesota.
Yeah, that's his home state. He's on a grouse hunt out there. They've taken 4 grouse so far, seen lots of birds. Dave took a stick to the eye, which is what we were talking about, mm-hmm. Getting kids in the outdoors, and falling down. Of course, John B. says, tell Robin not to worry. You fall down when you get to be our age.
Well, everybody now is treated like
and
a
Dave, snowflake. Dave actually has the app on his phone, and he was listening. He heard Dale, his co-director, you know, offer the challenge. So I'm happy.
That's how I listen when I'm at home and sleeping.
Sure, exactly. Eric Bittner's on the line from DNR, and he's listening to all this. And we're going to go to Eric in just a minute. So hang on there, Eric. We need to talk to Dave in Perry Hall. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank
Good.
You, Alan.
Good.
Just calling in three things. One, selfishly want to get into the muzzleloader.
Why not? I mean, we're giving it away. Who wouldn't want to do that?
No. And I just cut a check for the coalition and sending it in as a Fran friend.
A Fran fan.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is great. That's great.
And I like what you do for her. I don't really hunt, but I just enjoy listening to the show.
I appreciate that, Dave. Thank you.
And number three, I got a question.
Sure.
You were talking earlier about when hunters lease farms.
Yeah.
When deer are taken, do they record where they're taken? Is there like a map?
Yes, yes. There's
you can go to see if a farm's productive for hunting.
Well, not actually like that. There's a each region, like each county, will have two or three numbers that helps the DNR. It's a three-digit number. There's a two-digit county code. And then there's a three-digit number that tells you what area of that county you've taken that deer. And when you check that deer in, you got to say, you know, it's a buck, a doe, a button buck, a sick of deer, you know, whatever the antler points are. And then you put the county code and the location code in there. And it's record-keeping primarily for DNR that they can tell where, you know, manage the herd a little bit better because they can look at this, you know, 10-year average and go, well, look, region number 317, you know, we were killing, you know, 80 deer there in 2010, but we dropped down to 14. What's going on in that area of the county? You know, that type of thing. It's not necessarily for the hunter to go online and see which areas are productive. There's abundant deer in all of Maryland. The problem with the farmers and the interaction between farmers and hunters is the access. Farmers want the deer killed, but the hunters don't do an effective job because they lease a farm to kill the big bucks, and they won't work with the farmer to shoot all the does that he needs shot.
Okay.
That's the issue right there, one of them. So
they got to meet somewhere in the middle.
Somebody has to do something, so we're working on that. The coalition is intimately involved in this, just so you know.
All right.
Okay, buddy?
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay, thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Now, we can go to Eric in DNR. Eric, how are you?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. We've had a very busy first hour, as you heard, and we're going to continue to take calls for the muzzleloader contest because we only do that 3 months a year and, you know, inspires people to call 410-WCBM-680. And we're also taking calls for you to talk about the trout program here in Maryland. So, you're up. Fall trout stocking. When did it start?
What's that?
When did the fall trout stocking start?
We began actually on October 4th is one of the first loads that went out to one of the local areas here in Washington County, Greenbrier Lake.
Sure.
And the guys in Garrett County have been ramping up. They've been putting they've got a lot of their fish out here the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We did, between them and us, we did about 9,000 fish this past week. But the best is yet to come. We still have a lot scheduled to go out over the next 2 weeks for Washington County and eastward. Garrett County typically does theirs sooner because the water temperatures are cooling down quicker time of year. And we've kind of had to sit on ours a little bit with all this warm weather we've had. To get the water, you know, the water temps to come down, preferably 60 degrees and under.
Right.
Makes for some great fishing this time of year.
Oh, no question. No question.
Yeah, because the water temps, that's about maximum metabolism for the trout. So they're eager to be looking for food and eating. Metabolism's spot on right around 60 degrees. And with our water temp being 54, that's pretty good. Yeah, they get acclimated pretty quick.
Sure.
We were out stalking. We did Gunpowder Falls and Morgan Run on Thursday, and
yep,
we've had about 3 inches of rain here locally in areas, and brought the water up a little bit and collared it up just about right. Perfect conditions for some great trout fishing.
Sure. I see locally here, close to Baltimore, you've got Morgan Run in Carroll County. They put 400 rainbow and golden trout in there. Thursday, Gunpowder Falls, Upper Gunpowder Falls in Baltimore County, 500 rainbow and golden trout. And then a place that Robin and I really like to stay is out there at Rocky Gap State Park in the resort, Lake Habib. You put 1,000 rainbow trout in there.
Yeah, they put them in on the 12th, and they go to the boat ramp there out there at Rocky Gap and put those fish in there. Those fish are coming out of Matiki up in Garrett County, up by Oakland.
Right.
And they were running around to the pound, which is our target rate.
Right.
Some of the fish that we have going out at Albert Powell and Cushwalls, we have a mixture of rainbows and browns that will be coming out of that facility over the next 2 weeks.
Good.
They're averaging about 1.6 a pound. We do everything by fish to the pound. They're running right around 1.6, which is just a little under a three-quarter pound fish.
Mm-hmm.
11 to 13 inches, and then we're throwing a few fish on that are almost two and a half years old now, and they're running anywhere up to about 3 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
We'll put those fish on.
Good. So, a buddy of mine apparently saw on your Facebook page last night that you were going to be a guest, and he wanted to know, when are you stocking Fairhills? His son is an avid fisherman, and he's chafing at the bit to get out there and do some trout fishing.
What I can tell you is it'll be within the next 2 weeks.
Within the next 2 weeks. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you can always sign up for the stocking schedule.
Right. Yeah. There's different ways to get the information. You can go to the Maryland Fisheries page, and like you said, it's updated daily on Facebook and as well on Twitter. And there's also an 800 number that you can call that you can find on there. And you can also click on the email news service, and it'll actually send you the updates through your email daily.
Got it.
Most of the updates happen in the afternoon. They wait until we get the fish in before they send the information out. That way there's nothing, you know, a truck breakdown or multiple things could happen, and they don't want to be we don't want to put the information out there and then we don't get to the stream.
We'll do the
streams that day, and then they'll put the information out generally sometime that afternoon of the daily updates.
We
kind of do things a little different in the fall. I know in the spring they put a week of schedule out,
right?
And with the numbers going out, we'll have close to 30,000 fish some weeks going out.
Right.
Well, on such a tight schedule, we can pretty much stay that schedule. Everybody else, all the regional staff shut down for that time of year because stocking is the main thing. But with this time of year, with the numbers that we do, we kind of fit them in as we can through the fall. Plus, like, you know, with the weather, you never know.
Right.
What the weather's going to do, over the next 2 weeks, you know, by the end of October, everything will be out.
Everything will be out, okay.
Correct, and we're doing a total of approximately 28,600 fish this fall.
28,600, that's a nice bunch of fish.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute there, Eric, just hang on a minute. We got to take a couple calls here real quick. Crabber Ron in Sykesville, I just knocked Eric off. How you doing, buddy? Uh-oh.
When does the raffle go off for the black powder gun?
What do you mean? We do it every month. We'll do the last Saturday of the month in October, the last Saturday of the month in November, and the last Saturday of the month of December. Three of them.
Okay. Second question.
Yep.
My grandson, 16 years old, can he enter the contest?
Sure.
Okay. Can I give? Well, I already gave your screener the information.
That's perfect. That's good. Yep.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, you got it, buddy. All right, man. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Stan, our truck driver from Ellicott City.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Allen.
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
It's all in the timing. Sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't.
Exactly.
Anyway,
yep.
just trying to get into another contest and do my job at the same time while I am listening to you.
Man, you're quite a multitasker there.
Well, I wanted you. I wanted to get a hold of you while I was trying to pull into this tight little maneuvering place that I'm getting offloading now, right up there by the Beltway. But your producer wouldn't let me do it.
He wouldn't.
He told me both hands on the wheel.
Exactly. That's what you have to do. All right, buddy.
All right. Thanks for
the keep the shiny side up, buddy. Thanks.
All right.
See ya. Bye bye. There goes Stan. Let's see. Debbie in Preston. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing, girl?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
Doing wonderful.
Doing great. So how can we help you today? Huh?
Pardon? I say we're listening again.
Listening again. Okay.
We're getting listeners everywhere.
That's right. Yep.
I love when they're listening in the morning. I get a text and everything.
Do you get texts? Yeah, I know. I get texts as well. So that's good.
Yeah, that's what Robin and I did last week.
Yeah, I guess you were texting back and forth. I got it. Debbie is...
My mother-in-law. My daughter's mother-in-law.
Your daughter's mother-in-law. Your son-in-law's husband. Mother.
Oh, don't do this. She's my friend. Go away.
Anyway.
It's all relative, right?
It's all relative. Exactly right. So you're in the contest.
Yes.
Beautiful.
All right.
All right. Appreciate it.
Have a great day, y'all.
Thanks, Debbie. All right. Tell Ricky we said hello.
I will.
Bye-bye. There she goes. All right. Let's see. Eric, you back with me?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I pressed the button before I locked you in and I messed up. So
it happens. No problem.
Indeed. So 28,000 fish is what you were telling me, correct?
Yeah, roughly right around 28,000 fish.
Okay.
Doing this month.
Okay.
So... I call Trouttober.
Trouttober, I like it.
Trouttober,
got it. Hang on. We got it. Make some bread for the store, okay? Hang on a minute.
Sure.
All right, folks. Look, if you're a crab or a seafood lover, we want you to be ready for some good times. The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters in the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. Now, Spurry family has Bay 100 Seafood Company, okay? Fresh oysters, fresh crabs, distributed across the state. I think Joe said, 50? 50 accounts out there in Maryland? I think that's what he said. But he delivers crabs all over the place every day. So you know your crabs, your oysters are fresh. Well, guess what? They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House. That's what it's called. Good Times Crab House. 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off of Beltway Exit 18 when you're headed west. Now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh picked crab meat. Say that three times real fast. Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaska snow crab legs. And, Robin, when we go to Chesapeake Landing...
What do I get?
There's going to be snow crab legs on her plate.
No matter what.
And you got some shrimp the other night,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I got shrimp. Instead of doing the whole thing, I did shrimp and crab mix.
Yeah, and I did the fried oysters. Oh.
Very, very good.
You know what? Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events, for family reunions, your fire hall, your legion, whatever it might be. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. 443-657-7187. For Good Times and good crabs and seafood, it's Good Times Crab House. 443-657-7187. Right there on Liberty Road off the Beltway. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Yeah, I love their donuts. I just don't tell my endocrinologist. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they have some of the most delicious fresh baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. I don't go through the fast food drive-through when I'm on Route 50 headed to the deer stand or the duck blind. I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just had some yesterday. I just look for that big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your host, are trained chefs, and they strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway through Cambridge, just on right there on Route 50 East. Just think big donut, big donut. I know you're thinking about sick of deer, and I know you're thinking about duck hunting and all that, but think big donut when you go through Cambridge, okay? Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and I there.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, we're spending a lot of time on the Eastern Shore here today. Yes, we are. We're talking about the first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right, Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Route 50 East, just across the Bay Bridge, exit 39B. That's Dominion Road on Kent Island. That's where they're located. Now look, muzzleloader season's coming. They got all the CVA muzzleloaders. You know, if you don't win one, get one there. They got all the accessories. If you do win one, get down there and get chop their wall of accessories. That's what you need to do. And they also carry Thompson Center. All kinds of muzzleloaders, all kinds of accessories. But you know what? The rut's coming. And if you're not ready, you need to get ready. Matthews Solo Cam is their compound bow. And Barnett, Mission, 10 Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, and the new Raven crossbow are all waiting for you. They can set them up right there. You can take care of your crossbow and anything and everything that goes with it, all the accessories as well. For ducks, starts this week. Decoys, steel shot, camouflage, calls, duck calls, largest selection of waterfowl calls in the region, banded camo, Under Armour camo. And the firearms, too, of course. You can't shoot them with a crossbow, but, you know, I mean, you could, but why would you want to? Wood ducks are a little hard to hit. So you want to get a Remington or a Chiappa or Escort firearm, you got it. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, all in one place. Also, all the fall fishing and crabbing stuff, too. 39B Dominion Road on Route 50, just across the Bay Bridge. 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors.
Radio 680 WCBM. Crossing the highway late last night, you didn't look left and it didn't look right. Didn't see the station wagon car. Skunk eyes washed and there you are. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. You got a dead skunk in the middle of the road. And you're stinking the high you want.
Only the highest quality and finest music right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Good morning, Eric from DNR. Eric, what's your title there at DNR? Eric Bittner.
I'm the facility manager at Albert Powell Hatchery in Hagerstown.
Facility manager. That means sure. That you keep the water running, the temperature right, and the fish happy and fed and fat, right?
Well, I try to keep most of that, some of that stuff out of my control.
Right. Like the weather?
Like the weather, correct. Yeah.
How's the hot weather affect, this fall hot weather affected the fish at the hatchery? I mean, in the summertime, I understand you have some special stuff, but
yeah, we're spring fed there, so no matter how hot it gets during the summer and how cold it gets, we're a constant 54 degrees.
Got it.
They call our facility in my field of profession a cookie cutter facility because our variable is very, very seldom changed.
Right.
Garrett County has a, that they're pulling from a stream and a well, so their ponds in the, through the winter will actually freeze over through
right.
the winter.
Right.
And then they get up into higher temperatures through the summer.
Right, but not you. You guys have a continuous 54 degrees from the spring. I got it.
Correct.
Got it.
We have 54 degrees, and our spring flows, as well documented here over the past year, have been some of the record lows that we've ever had recorded.
You're talking about the creeks in the
I'm talking about the spring itself.
Oh, the spring. Oh, I got it. Okay, got it.
Yes, there at the facility. But
right.
We've just a lack of rain. We actually tied one of our lowest records for September last month with our flow of around. We generally average around 3,200 gallons, and here this past month we were around 2,500, which isn't too abnormal for this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Usually September is October is some of your lowest flows for the year, and then
right.
You wait for the rains and the snows to help build
sure,
that back up.
Sure, I got it. Yeah. And tell our listeners a little bit about the feed that you give those fish out there. How you maintain them and sustain them?
Yeah, the fish food that we use it with the fingerlings when they first swim up is almost like a dusting, what we call it. We put on these fish, and then up until adult size, when they get around 2 to the pound, they'll take 3/16 pellets.
Okay.
It's real high in protein, and
what's it made out of?
It's a fish meal.
Fish meal.
And,
okay.
Yes, and it comes in 50-pound bags. And at the peak of our feeding season, September through February, we can easily go through about 450-pound bags a month. We'll have it tractor trailered in from Mellick Aqua Feed.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But yeah, the food conversion. I mean, the fish food is so advanced. That for just about every pound of fish food we throw in, we can get about a pound of fish growth. On average, they pretty much consume it all and use it all.
Well, that's good. But somebody has to clean out the bottom of the fish run, right?
Correct. Yes. We're also very careful with how much we give them on their daily ration. It's broken down to a percentage of their body weight. We constantly monitor every 2 weeks. We do samples to find out what the fish are running, and we pretty much know that what time of year of what size they need to be to reach our target goal of 2 fish per pound come spring.
Right,
and they can get anywhere from 4% of their body weight when they're fingerlings, and down to about 1% when they become mature adults.
Got it.
They'll get. Okay. And it's a fine line between you don't want to overfeed.
Oh, don't want to overfeed them, sure.
Right, because you degrade your water quality.
So basically, there's quite a science to this thing that's been developed over the years, and you guys do know what you're doing.
But
let me ask you a question. I mean, there's fish poop in the bottom of those fish runs where you keep the fish, and I don't want to come back to this, but people have to be wondering. You know, you had 1,000 fish in a run. And you feed them, and they, So when you clean that stuff up, is that a recyclable product?
Yeah, actually, we have, this time of year, we have around 18,000 fish in each one of our raceways, and our raceways are 6 foot by 200 foot in length.
Okay.
And, they're cleaned out weekly
right.
on average, and there's actually a catch area, a screen below the fish that the fish can't get to where a lot of the sediment settles. And these ponds are, like I said, these raceways are cleaned weekly, and that water is then taken over to a clarifier where the water is treated.
Right.
And then the sludge is pumped out about twice a month through Maryland Environmental Service. They are in charge of the treatment plant.
Got it. Okay. So there is a treatment facility on the ground.
On site, yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want that stuff going back into the environment, even though I don't know that it would, but it's not. But it's not based on. No, we'll get into that later.
Right. It's most of it's caught and collected, and actually, with the some of the nutrient that goes down through the stream has created a great fisheries downstream.
Because that's true.
Of the nutrients.
Yeah.
They have some really good. There's a special reg area farther downstream. And they have some really good reproduction going on with the rainbows.
Now, that's on Beaver Creek, right?
on Beaver Creek itself,
yeah.
Yes, correct.
Got it.
And it's a lot. I attribute a lot to it because of the hatchery there.
Sure, of you course. Know, all the hatchery, all the good stuff.
Perfect environment, correct.
Mm-hmm. And we all know it all flows downstream.
Yes.
So, indeed. All right. Listen, let's talk about you got 28,000 fish going out. They'll all be dumped in by the end of the month, and people can go online and see it. They can sign up for the stocking updates, which I get every couple of days here in the fall. Not every day like in the spring, but, you know.
Yeah.
And you can read where the fish are being put in. So you talked about the spring emailer list as well, but tell me about next year's fish. What's going on with that?
Next year's fish, right now, like I said, they're right on schedule for next year.
Right.
But our flows are still a concern for us. We ran into this issue last year and anticipated having some snow and rain. And actually, from October to December last year, we didn't even get a total of 4 inches of precip, which that's what we generally get about a month.
Right.
So, put us in a major deficit, and with the low flow rates, we had to lower the water levels in the raceways, which you're kind of up against a wall because that's when you have your fish at their largest size and
right.
having your most density. But you have to keep the water levels down to so you have a good exchange rate so you're not compromising your water quality and, of course, all the oxygen that these fish require in these raceways. So,
got it.
We had to slow the food down. So it was a really tight balance. We were handcuffed last year, but we ended up stocking out last year out of our facility around 229,000.
That's a lot of fish.
Yeah, and our overall weight was 1.73. We weren't too far off. That's where the fish, they were, our 1-year-olds were running around 2 to the pound, and then, of course, we also have a
right.
percentage of holdover fish that are our 2-year-olds that are, they were about a pound apiece.
Nice.
And then we also will throw a few fish on that are four years old, and they can range to about 6 to 10 pounds, and I've seen a few come out of there that we'll even hold some of them an extra year to their 5, and I've seen a few of them come out that are close to 30 inches, around almost 12 pounds.
Exactly.
And, some,
well, cool.
Just some huge fish.
All right. So this time of year, you start getting the eggs in, though, for next year, right? And they come
from
where?
We are in the process right now of getting our pump set up to so we're able to pump water over into our hatch room. We'll actually be getting brown trout this within the next couple of weeks, and they go to Cushwalls. That's a satellite facility we have in Clear Spring.
Right.
That's where we do our brown trout hatching. We'll begin around 130,000 from federal facility out west. I want to say Montana. We're getting them from a different facility this year.
I see.
I want to say Montana, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Right.
And then we also will be getting golden trout next month. We are getting around 60,000 of those, and they come from Catalina, which is out of Virginia. Now, the rainbow trout, or the golden trout, I'm sorry, is a albino rainbow trout.
Right.
A lot of people get mistaken with that, but it's actually a rainbow trout. It just lacks a pigment.
I remember when the first one showed up. And Pennsylvania wound up, I don't know if it came from Pennsylvania or West Virginia, but it's somewhere in this area. And Pennsylvania jumped all over it and started calling it the Palomino trout.
Correct.
Remember those days? And, you know, they had a special Palomino trout fly. This is when I was in high school.
Uh-huh.
They had a special Palomino trout fly. And our buddy Boots Engle K, who was the custodian at the school, was a great fisherman, a fly fisherman. And I showed him the cover of Pennsylvania Angler magazine and said, this is the Palomino fly. And he tied one for me. God knows where it ever got to. But he tied one that looked just like it. And, you know, that was the beginning of it. It was actually anomaly or a mutant, basically.
Mm-hmm.
A mutant. And then they propagated it from there. West Virginia was big in it. Pennsylvania was big in it. And now they're all over the East Coast from what I understand. But you're right. It's actually a rainbow trout. Came from the
correct.
Rainbow stock. So
yes, that's correct.
Yep.
Like I said, we do about, we hatch out about 60,000, and then we mix them in with our rainbows.
Sure.
It's probably,
it's around a 7% mix.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've been doing them. I've been there for 25 years. I think we've been doing them roughly around 15 years.
Right.
But everybody says about how tough they are to catch in the stream, you know, because they stick out and they see them and then they're constantly throwing for them. And I get guys responding to me. And we kind of expected the same thing when we started raising these fish, but these fish are actually more aggressive than the rainbows that we have in the raceways.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. You know, we hear a lot about, you know, you're not allowed to wear felt-soled waders anymore in Maryland because of whirling disease and that type of thing. You know, you got all types of fish skin diseases. You know, people that have aquariums are always fighting the ick battle and that type of thing. How do you all prevent diseases? What are they? What are some of the diseases that affect your hatchery fish, and how do you prevent them?
Well, the biggest thing to prevent them is keep a great, good environment. And that's, like I said, with proper feeding and cleaning and good fish husbandry. So you keep these fish as healthy. You know, it's a matter of keeping them healthy, keeping the water quality up, and so you don't, you know, you're not getting degradation. You have a lot of these parasites and things are in the water. It's just a matter of the fish becoming, you know, weak and being vulnerable where these things take off. Kind
of so,
like, you know,
so if the water quality is pure, the immune system of the fish is compromised, and then the whatever it might be can affect them more easily.
Yes, exactly. And one of the biggest things that we deal with is a bacteria gill disease, and that's a matter of you know, higher ammonia's in the raceway and unused fish food. And
how often do you take the water quality, you know, samples and analysis and that type of thing?
We do that periodically. Like I said, as far as water quality, our parameters hardly ever change, so we really don't get into that too much. It's a matter of just proper cleaning and feeding and keeping things. Like I said, bacteria gill, I've referred to in a human as like bronchitis. Mucus develops on the gills, and it can lead to stress that can bring on other things, and it can be lethal if it's not taken care of, but it's easily corrected. One of the primary and easiest ways is to use salt treatment. We'll go get white salt, 50-pound white salt blocks from Tractor Supply or local real tailor, and we generally put about 50 pounds for every 100 gallons of water coming into the raceway, and that helps fluff that mucus and that off the fish. And proper cleaning.
Got it. All right. Yeah. Hey, hang on there a minute, Eric. We got another commercial break here coming up, and we'll get right back to you here shortly, okay? Hang on.
Sure.
All right. Hey, listen, crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? You don't like that commercial, Robin?
I love it.
Huh?
I love it.
You got to be ready for good times. I mean, what's better than sitting there eating crabs with your buds and your family and enjoying it? Nothing, right? I know. You like it, too. The Spurry family from St. Michael's has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, bay oysters, and famous Chesapeake Landing restaurant in St. Michael's. That's what they're known for. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. It's called Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road. That's just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18. That's heading west, and is now open towards Randallstown, just so you know. Now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs, your favorite. And Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187 for Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House on Liberty Road. Call 443-657-7187, and we expect their Facebook page to get a number of hits from our listeners today. Right?
Awesome.
Huh? They are good, great people. No question about it. All right.
There we go. Now, they're now, awesome.
They're awesome. That's favorite word.
I was trying to say it. But.
I know. All right. The A5 is the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet, bar none. It's a Browning A5, Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blades, Duro Touch camo, fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver, ergo balance, recoil operated kinematic drive, auto loader shotgun. I said all that in one sentence. 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee, the A5. Where can you get this magnificent shotgun that I want one of? No. Clyde's Sports Shop.
Wanted to make sure I got the right one. Clyde's, yes.
Clyde's, yeah. Yeah, you guessed. Good guess. Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Now, look, if you're a big waterfowl hunter, goose season's right around the corner, the Gold Light 10-gauge is also up for grabs. The BPS pump we talked about, the Maxis also. Another autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil on the Maxis shotgun. So you got the Gold Light 10 for snow geese, canada geese if you want, the A5 and the Maxis and the BPS pump, all waterfowl oriented shotguns for you duck hunters out there. If today doesn't work out well for you because you're shooting something else, hop on over to Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just up Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Your full-line Browning dealer, 242-6108, ClydeSports.com.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Very warm stretch of weather here in Baltimore to get us into the weekend forecast. We're talking highs today up to 77 degrees and even warmer tomorrow in the low 80s. And nighttime lows tonight in the mid-60s. We do see a return to more October kind of weather for us early next week towards Monday and Tuesday. Pretty strong cold front sweeps in Monday. Talking highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s. Tuesday, sunshine and 65 degrees. Wednesday, sunshine, low 70s. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
Okay, you duck hunters. Waterfowl calls, duck calls, of course. Decoys, steel shot, gear, camo by Bandit and Under Armour, firearms by Remington, Choppa, Escort. Anything you need for waterfowl hunting is at Chesapeake Outdoors, right there in Kent Island, exit 39B. Dominion Road. Bow hunters, Matthews Solo Cam Bows, and Crossbows by Barnett, Mission 10 Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, and the brand new Raven, and everything to go with it. Muzzleloaders, CVA, entire wall of accessories for muzzleloader hunting. They also carry the Thompson Center brand, which is great, but CVA, that's the one we're giving away here. Already confirmed with CVA. Everything's great. We're giving one away October, one in November, December. And don't forget the great selection of Yeti stuff, the mugs, the coolers, all the Yeti accessories, and Bubba Blade knives as well. All that at Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500, Chesapeake Outdoors. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good.
The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Down in Louisiana, down in Louisiana, where the alligators grow so mean, lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look much better than it. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a-working on the chain gang. A mean,
Elizabeth.
Vicious, straight-razor-toting woman.
Straight-razor-toting woman.
Lord have mercy.
My ex-wife.
Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mouse of poke salad.
And you know she listens, right?
Poke salad.
Done. Way up there. All right, come on. We got to talk to Eric.
Everybody said it was a shame. Eric, good morning. Still back with me?
Yes, I'm here.
How do you like a little Elvis there in the morning? Wake you up.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
Awesome. It got me. I actually started dancing a little bit.
We were too.
We were right there with you, buddy. All right, man. Hey, look, we need to wrap it up here shortly. So any remarks for our listeners? Get out there and go fishing, right?
Yes, definitely. This is a great time of the year to be, like I said, it's perfect conditions with water temps. The fish are really active. And this time of year, you don't have a lot of pressure on the streams
right,
like you do in the spring. You can get out there and really enjoy, take in the beautiful weather, and do a little bit of hunting in the morning, grab the pole in the afternoon. And
what's wrong with that?
Go hit your favorite stream. I know one other thing is, like, Tuckahoe Creek will be being stocked here within the next couple of weeks, and they'll get 500 fish. And a lot of questions I get when someone sees that 500, they'll ask me if that's numbers of fish or the weight. And what that is the number of fish.
Right.
And what we'll do, like I said, if they're running 1.6 to the pound, I'll estimate and pin down around 500 fish, and we use a hanging scale with a net.
Right.
And we'll load up 35 to 45 pounds on each net off
right,
of that scale. And 500 fish, that would put about 315 pounds. Of fish on that truck.
Wow, cool. Okay.
That's how
Never thought of that.
How the loading process is done.
Done by weight, not by numbers.
Correct.
Nobody sits there and goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Like, yeah, I mean, that'd be impossible, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not exact science. When we have 1,000 fish, we might be off a fish or two.
Got it. You think maybe
yeah.
499, maybe 502. You
right,
never know. Let's hope you err on the side of the angler. So, Eric, been great. Thanks again for being with us this morning. We'll let you go, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, you too. Nice talking to you.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye bye.
You too. Bye.
There goes Eric, the facilities manager at the Albert Powell Trout Hatchery up in Hagerstown. We need to go up there sometime.
I would love to.
That's an interesting place, no question about it. Interesting place. See all those trout in those runways and stuff. Raceways is what they call them. And, you know, they come along, they feed them, and they flip all over the place getting food. Pretty cool.
And I think it's open to the public. I think you can call for a tour group if you want, you know, and that would be that'd be a cool thing. All right. Want to roll back to the last hour and talk about a little bit about the Maryland Hunting Coalition. Bucks, bears, and stags, our new scoring enterprise, is contributing part of our profits to the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
Yes, we are.
And to Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. Now, I just saw a press release yesterday. Walmart Foundation gave FHFH in Maryland $50,000.
Oh, awesome. Great. Yeah. My favorite word. I got to stop that. Sorry.
I know you do. And then the Maryland Hunting Coalition facilitated another $25,000 in money from DNR, public money,
right,
to FHFH for the venison donation program. But Maryland Hunting Coalition is far more than just going down to Annapolis for 90 days. We work on a year-round basis on issues that affect the hunting community. And I talked earlier at the first hour about this outreach by the farmers to kill all the deer in Maryland. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition's mission says, you know, we base our what we do on scientific wildlife management and not political ambiguities. So we're out there year round doing what we do. Okay, so we're looking for some contributions to get us through the end of this year and get us started into 2018. Our director Dale Gertz called in and offered to match any contributions that come to the Maryland Hunting Coalition up to $5,000, and we've got 2 weeks to raise $5,000 that Dale will be able to match. You can do that a variety of ways. The website is the easiest way, with your credit card on our PayPal account, and that's mdhuntingcoalition.org. We've got a couple raffles there. All those contributions will go to match. We've got, you know, a $50 raffle. We've got a $10 raffle. We've got a straight contribution page. You want to do $10? Every $10 is used for the hunters of Maryland, no question about it, and you know, to protect what we have and prevent people from attacking our traditions and our heritage of hunting, no question about it, and you know, those who would like to erode our privileges. We're still in the fight on Sunday hunting. We're still doing what we do. Every single day of the year, we are active, no question. So it's not a three-month deal. It's year-round. And we need money. It's very simple. Checks can be sent to Maryland Hunting Coalition, P.O. Box 451, and that's Sykesville, Maryland, in Carroll County, S-Y-K-E-S-V-I-L-L-E, 21784. We're about ready to open a post office box on the Eastern Shore in Easton, and we'll be letting you know what that is all about real soon. Okay? Go to the website. Check us out. See what we do. Check our news. We put our summit summary on the news. We put a letter with questions asked and answered to DNR on deer management permits. We have posted our request.